Very good, child. Now let's get back to the story.
The evil witch cast a spell and all of a sudden, the staircase and the doorways leading up to the tower window disappeared. So there was no way for anyone to go up or get down from the tower, and Rapunzel was trapped in the tower forever. Rapunzel was very upset and asked her mother,
"Mother, why are you doing this to me? Why am I being trapped in this tower?"
And the evil witch said,
"I am doing this to protect you from the world. Within 1 year, I am going to pass all my magical powers to you, and I don't want anyone to find you before that. So, it's only a matter of a year, and then you can be free."
But Rapunzel was still very upset. All her life, she had dreamt of getting out of the tower, but now that dream was shattered. A few days went by, with Rapunzel sitting all by herself at the window of the tower and singing to herself. She was very sad and lonely. Then one day, a prince who was riding on his horse tried to find a shortcut through the jungle to his palace. And as he rode through the jungle, he suddenly heard the beautiful voice of Rapunzel singing.
La 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 la, la 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 la,
and was drawn to it. He kept searching for the voice and found himself under a tall tower. He saw the most beautiful girl sitting in the window and singing in the most beautiful voice he had ever heard. The prince wanted to go up to meet this girl, but he just couldn't find any stairs. Soon, the prince heard someone coming and hid behind a bush. It was the evil witch. As usual, the witch stood below the window and began to shout,
"Rapunzel! Rapunzel! Let down your golden hair!"
And to the prince's surprise, he saw the longest and strongest golden hair he had ever seen flowing down the wall of the tower. Soon the evil witch was climbing up the tower with the help of this hair, and then he saw her jump in through the window. The prince was fascinated, and he stayed there all night until the next morning when the witch slid down the golden hair and was soon gone. Soon the prince was standing below the window, and he too shouted up at Rapunzel,
"Rapunzel! Rapunzel! Let down your golden hair!"
Rapunzel wondered whose voice this was and looked out the window. What she saw really made her happy. Another human being other than her mother, the evil witch, and that too a handsome looking prince on a white horse. She felt as if she was dreaming. So she let her hair down and the handsome prince climbed up to meet Rapunzel. They talked for hours and it was almost time for the evil witch to return. So the prince left her but promised to return the next day. They met for many days without the knowledge of the evil witch. Rapunzel and the prince were deeply in love and wanted to get married. And so one day the prince said to her,
"Oh Rapunzel, come, let's run away from here and get married. I promise I will never lock you up and always let you do whatever you like, and we will live a long happy life together." Rapunzel was scared, but she liked the thought of freedom, and so she agreed.
Did they run away?
Let's find out. That evening, when the evil witch made her way to the tower, she saw that Rapunzel's hair was already hanging down the window. The witch thought to herself,
"I think Rapunzel knows that this is the time I come to see her. So she must have let her hair down for me. How thoughtful of her."
The witch soon climbed up the golden hair of Rapunzel, and when she entered the room through the window, she could not believe her eyes. She screamed in anger.
Ah!
As she realized what had happened,
they ran away.
Yes, Rapunzel was gone. The prince had helped Rapunzel cut her hair and tie it to the windowsill so that they could slide down and leave without anyone noticing them. As the prince and Rapunzel reached the royal palace, they told the king and queen everything, and the king, who was the prince's father, sent out his royal guards to capture the witch and lock her up in the same tower forever. The witch was caught and locked up, and since she could not pass on her evil powers to Rapunzel, she lost them and grew old and died. Meanwhile, the prince and Rapunzel got married and soon they managed to find the real parents of Rapunzel, as the farmer and his wife were now helping in healing all sick people in the village with the seeds of Rapunzel. Rapunzel was reunited with her parents and they all lived in the palace together happily ever after.
Wow! I love this story, Mama! Thank you!
Now go to sleep and tomorrow let your classmate know that you also know the story of Rapunzel now.
I will! Good night, Mama!
Good night, my dear!